Bridges to Success, Preface. A personal note. There are few greater pleasures in the world than to see a young person's face light up as they change their experience with, for example, reading, spelling, numeracy, confidence, organizing their thoughts, and feeling better about themselves. Their smiles are quite infectious. This is my experience on a daily basis. I want to share it with you to help young people start transforming their learning difficulties. In my experience, many people do learn differently, needing encouragement and a little training to put their exceptional skills to best use. By today's standards, I would have been diagnosed with dyslexic as a child. By today's standards, I would have been diagnosed with dyslexia as a child due to my dreadful spelling and hatred of reading. When my turn came to be asked to read aloud, I wanted to sink through the floor in embarrassment. I never read a book for pleasure until around the age of 40, and it was very difficult to recall what I had read. Most of my life, my brain has been hyperactive, and my behaviour sometimes quite like ADHD, even to the point of being unsteady on my feet and showing dyspraxic tendencies. A teacher once told my mother that my brain was too fast for my hand. This was nearly accurate. As a result of doing this work, I have retained my ability to see different perspectives and let go of my crippling confusion with spelling and reading. I realise that I have a very different perspective on many things, and I have written this book to share these different approaches that I have used to help others. When I first discovered that good spellers could see words in their head, I was dumbfounded that I had never even thought of trying this. I was then furious that no one had told me about the skill, which others had taken for granted. I quickly turned this into a passion to offer these skills to others. Then I discovered there was other equally important skills that could change people's experience of learning, and I wanted to pass on these key messages to others with learning difficulties. In my experience, many of the symptoms characterized today as specific learning difficulties are actually behaviors learnt in response to learning differences which a young person does not understand. These behaviors become a habit, with the young person assuming that their experience is the same as that of others, whereas theirs is often very different. Once you understand your own experience better and learn more simple ways to do things differently, it becomes so much easier to change these unhelpful habits. My challenge is how to get these valuable skills out to the man and woman in the street. I am passionate about people learning new skills and passing them on to their friends, their families, educationalists and work colleagues. I recall a day teaching a number of children visual spelling in primary school. As I passed through the playground at lunchtime, there was one of the six-year-olds teaching her friend who had not been in the class. What a delight! To achieve this, collaboration at all levels is essential. This book contains references to other people's work. A generative collaboration, where the result is more than the individual parts, is the key to achieving this change for future generations and a vehicle for supporting research into the areas covered in this book. To create change in any system, you need a mixture of practical experience, research, influence and motivation. Our children are the essential motivation, and in the words of Dr. Randolph Blackwell, we are trying to make it impossible for anyone to argue that it can't be done by demonstrating just what can be done. I see young people as having exceptional skills. At the same time, the challenge is how to help them achieve their goals. This book will help you see the world from their perspective and understand their skills. I have no formal educational and medical training. My observations and experience have enabled me to develop techniques that complement conventional approaches, empowering the individual to take action, using resources they already possess, to positively affect their health and any learning challenges. This book includes neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and energetic NLP processes, The Brainchild of Art Geiser. You will learn here all the information you need. Energetic NLP is a unique blend of NLP, intuition development, and energetic healing. I was the child who always asked, why should we do blank blank, and how does that work? I have learnt so much from clients, understanding more and more about how each individual brain wants and needs to work to find learning easier. I don't pretend to know all the answers for every learning difficulty, as I am continually learning, but the understanding you will gain from this book will give you many new perspectives to try. In Seeing Spells Achieving, published in 2006, I talked about a particular client, Frank. A teacher had said of him, he won't remember what you have said. He has a brain tumour. It moves and he forgets everything he's learnt. Astonished at this comment and the concept, I taught him to improve his literacy through visual memory, with excellent results. He never forgot what I taught him, and the comment about his brain tumour seemed to have little or no relevance to his ability with literacy. If I had bought into what I had been told, I would have been stuck too. I am always encouraged by the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson. Whatever course you decide upon, there is always someone to tell you that you are wrong. There are always difficulties arising which tempt you to believe that your critics are right. To map out a course of action and follow it to the end requires courage. My dream is to be able to couple my ability to see different perspectives with my infectious enthusiasm for believing anything is possible, if we just know how to do it, to enable people to transform learning difficulties and shine. Like my clients, I want readers of this book to say, that makes sense. I feel like a kid with a new toy. We all have the answers inside ourselves and benefit from some clear signposts.